I thought it, we kind of really have to start from the end of that game, in that another penalty given against Blues, another red card for two yellows. What do you feel about that incident? Have you had a chance to have another look back at it?
No, I didn't see it, but you know, it's again the same. We had at the beginning of the season penalties and sending offs where the referees recognized their mistakes. Last game it was almost the same. Today I haven't seen, but again my concern is how easy to see those penalties against us are, because again we have sometimes the same things in the other box or in the other parts of the pitch, and my concern is that it's always easy to see something against us.
Before that, it wasn't an easy game to watch, and that both coaches, you set out your teams to be really hard to beat. It was Watford who then took the initiative for the last 20 minutes. Was that frustrating for you?
No, because you know, I knew that we were gonna play today against a Premier League team. If you look at them player by player, they are Premier League players, so we knew that it was gonna be a tough game, and at the half time I told them that we had been really well, but we needed to believe that we could win this game, because we weren't worse than them. So the second half again we had the game under control. I don't remember, just one chance from Tredini, and it's the only thing that they've had. And again we were really consistent, really confident with the ball, but again when I thought that everything was under control, the penalty arrived, the sending off arrived, and it's not just the problem that we lost Christian today, it's the problem that we are going to lose him on Wednesday, and I don't know if George will be fit.
The challenge is, isn't it, at the moment, to keep the squad fresh, and you looked at the effort that you got through to win two games, and that, how much did that dictate your team selection today, thinking that you've got Cardiff as well to come?
Some of them has been difficult and some of them have been easy, because for example Jere couldn't play, John Toral, you know, after being without playing for a while, it's difficult for him to manage three games in a row. Ivan Sanchez finished the game completely exhausted and with the pain in his knee. Max Colin finished the last game completely exhausted, and a few of them I knew that they had to take them off, but you know, to change the shape and to put a team which was gonna be competitive against Watford, it was more difficult. But I knew that the players who were going to the pitch were gonna play in the intensity that we played the last game. So I was really confident with all of them.
It's funny for me, because we haven't had a chance to ask you since. What is the news of Jeremy? His injury from midweek. How long is he going to be out?
I don't know. He wasn't able to be today. Let's see if he can train, not tomorrow or Monday, or if he can be fit for the following game. And hopefully for the following game, if he's not for the following game, for the next one.